Now, the Residential Tenancies Board, RTB, they're offering free training to landlords in Dublin as part of accreditation scheme. I beg your pardon. And I'm now joined by Karen Gallagher. She's Head of Communications and Research at the RTB to tell us a bit more about it. Good afternoon, Karen, and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny. I have to apologise to your listeners because I have a little bit of a cold, but I'm hoping that I can share some information with them about the scheme that we're running.
No problem whatsoever, Karen. I'm sorry to hear that you were unwell. But so far, over 70 landlords have participated in this course since it's launched last September. Tell us what's involved in the course and what do they learn?
Well, I might just start, Johnny, with just who we are as well. The Residential Tenancies Board, well, we're the primary regulator for the rental sector in Ireland and one of the only bodies that works impartially with both landlords and tenants. And one of our key functions is, you know, kind of tenancy registrations, and we also have a dispute resolution service. And increasingly, though, our role is to focus on the provision of information and research and education to both landlords and tenants and the general public about their rights and responsibilities in terms of living in and working in the rental sector. And one of the schemes we have in that is this Better Let accredited landlord scheme, and it's a free voluntary training scheme to landlords that we offer, and we've been rolling out since last year. And I suppose the backdrop to this is we do recognise that the legislative framework for the rental sector is quite complex, and this scheme is designed to assist landlords to understand and comply with their responsibilities and also understand their rights. And so what it involves is it's a free one-day course for landlords. We're running one in Dublin on Saturday the 30th of March in the Red Cow Warren Hotel over on the Nace Road in Dublin. And I suppose what it involves is if landlords come along to the day, what they can expect is that they would learn just about what's involved, like, and what's the best practice about kind of either before you sign a tenant up into a tenancy, some pre-tenancy guides, and then managing a tenancy from beginning to end. What are you supposed to do? How can you do it well? And how can you prevent disputes coming up? And it's about trying to make sure that the tenancy works from both the landlord and the tenant perspective. And again, it's about all the regulations that the landlord should be aware of. And again, when it comes and if it comes to the stage where a tenancy has to be ended, then it talks about what you have to do to comply and do that. And at the end of that, the course runs from 10 a.m. until about 5 o'clock. And there's a short assessment at the end of that whereby you get an accreditation under the name Better Let, which is really a recognition that you have taken the time out to sort of go through this and to learn about what's involved in being a landlord. And you could demonstrate that through this accreditation branding as well. And we then would have landlords signed up, and we're providing regular updates, inputs and communication to landlords, you know, and the accreditation lasts for 2 years.
Okay. What kind of guidelines and recommendations are given to landlords in the course to prevent disputes?
So we would kind of, we have a huge resource pack for landlords as well prepared, which is really handy, you know, about when you go into, when you're starting to rent out to a tenant. It's about, you know, what can you do at the outset about taking an inventory. You know, we'd have top tips about kind of making sure that you have everything catalogued at the start and you know exactly, you know, the condition of the property, you know, that the landlord, the landlord has communicated to the tenant about the their kind of obligations as well. We have a lot of resources as well, you know, in terms of setting out the rights and responsibilities for landlords as well. And we would have a lot of templates, for example, if there was a rent review due, we would have, you know, templates that a landlord could just follow to make sure that they do that correctly and that they give the proper notice periods and everything. So there's a full resource pack provided. And a lot of it is just about, you know, tips to, you know, just keep the tenancy running well, to make sure the property is managed and maintained well on both sides, and, you know, responses with repairs. And so it's all just about kind of trying to make sure everybody's fully aware of what they should be doing and what they should not be doing as well, and that disputes don't arise. But if they do arise, then what can you do? And that's one of the other aspects. We, the RTB, run a dispute resolution service, as I said at the start, and we offer free mediation if issues do arise as well. Or you can, you know, if there's options available in terms of bringing a case to the RTB if the issue is arising and is not suitable for mediation.
Okay. Why was the scheme set up in the first place? Is it because many landlords were taking advantage of their tenancies over the last number of years in terms of, like, unjustified rent increases, notices, evictions and so on?
So, I suppose the scheme was set up as part of the rental strategy, and this is all trying to promote, a good kind of relationship between landlords and tenants. And it is recognising as well that the legislation is extremely complex. And we, from the RTB perspective, we would see a lot of disputes that would come to the RTB that are preventable, for example, because people just don't understand, you know, what they should and shouldn't be doing. It's a very complex regulatory framework. It's quite tricky and technical. And we find that, that a lot of landlords and tenants are slipping up, and a lot of these disputes are preventable. And this accreditation scheme is about trying to, you know, give landlords some of that knowledge and some of the resources to be able to, you know, manage their tenancies in a way that's professional and that is that they can comply with all their responsibilities, and also that they can communicate with tenants well to make sure that tenants are fully aware of their rights and responsibilities as well.
Okay, so just to recap on what you've said already, just for the sake of our listeners, the next one-day course, it's going to be on Saturday, 30th of March, at the Red Cow Moran Hotel on the Naas Road.
It is indeed, and I'd ask anyone that's interested in taking part, they can email landlord.accreditation@rtb.ie.
Excellent. Right, so, Carolyn, we leave it at that, unless there's anything else you'd like to say before we finish.
No, that's kind of it for me, and I suppose if anyone has any queries, they can always contact the RTB at rtb.ie or 0818 30 30 37.
Okay, Carolyn, thanks again for joining us, and get yourself better. Hope you feel better shortly. All the best to you. Take care and have a great day.
Bye.
All the best. Now, that was Carolyn Gallagher, Head of Communications and Research at the RTB, telling us about their free offer of training to landlords in Dublin.